don't even know what to say about that today.
Well, gonna have to think of something.
Oh, I've got some stuff written down, but
I have things to say.
Just that's the most frustrating game of the season by a mile. That game was winnable.
I said it was winnable earlier, remember that?
What's up, Who Dat Nation, and welcome to the 2-Point Conversion Instant Reaction Show following tonight's game against the 49ers. I'm James, and I'm your host, and joining me this week is Wesley, Scott, and Jason. It's pretty clear from the jump today that the NFL wanted to make sure we weren't going to win. An absolute BS call on the Olave catch that completely changed the momentum of the game at the time. The offense was a real tough watch today, and we were shut out for the first time in 332 games. The longest active streak in the league is no more. Alvin Kamara really has had a fumbling problem this year, and it needs to get sorted quickly. The defense more than held its own. In fact, I'd go so far as to say the defense was really, really good today, but it wasn't helped by the Chris Harris penalty that cost us 7 points. And I think we really need to talk about Will Lutz. So I've given us plenty of subjects to talk about there. Let's start with that Olave play in the first half.
I just don't, again, if people joke about it, you don't know what he catches anymore. He clearly caught the ball and then was tackled, and then the ground caused the fumble.
Apparently, you have to take 20 steps after you catch the ball for it to be a catch.
It's what made it worse is they brought Blandino on, and he's just spitting the NFL's rhetoric of the excuse for why they considered it not a catch when that goes against the previous rules what we've been told in the past.
He caught the ball, was tackled, was down, held on to the ball whilst he was down, and then dropped the ball.
Yeah, this is the same thing that was kind of reflective in the LSU game the other day about an upright receiver. When you catch the ball, you're upright. So then you no longer have to keep the ball as you fall. He fell because he was tackled. And this is, so they talk about like getting the ball, making two steps, and then making a football move. He was tackled. If getting tackled's not a football move, then like the one doesn't exist. And both knees and an elbow were down before the ball ever moved. Like, it wasn't like there was nothing that was bang, bang. It wasn't, I mean, two knees were down. The play is over right then. Yep. It's just like crossing the end zone. You've made a catch. You got your feet down. You're getting tackled. Your knees are down. The play's over right then and there. So, I mean, who knows? It doesn't make any sense.
So, the Saints did a lot to lose the game after that play, but if that play gets called the way it should, and that's the thing too, it was called a catch on the field, so it had to be indisputable to even fucking overturn it. The fact that it was called a catch on the field is like, okay, it's got to be a catch. But if, you know, maybe the game plays out differently from that point, maybe. But
I can't get convinced of that.
I mean, I can't either. But
everybody fell for this. We have talked about this every week, that this team sucks and they're going to find ways to lose. But in every game, something happens to where we're like, oh, this is a winnable game. We've done it every single week, except for the Carolina week. Every single week, we've gone into it going, we're not that good. We're probably going to lose. And somewhere in the first, second, or third quarter, we go, wait a minute. It's only a 2-score game. All it takes is if we just, it's 6 minutes left in the game. Every single one of us was like, there's a chance because we're about to score a touchdown, and then it's a 1-score, and then our defense has gotten, you know, three and outs in a row. But the thing is, this team isn't good. And yeah, we're got enough talent on the roster to generally not get blown out. Also, this is like the most parity I've ever seen in the NFL. Like, there's no teams that are just dominating really. And It's just we're not that good. And poor coaching. We make these games close poor enough where we're not getting mistakes. Blown out. But everybody has fell for it every week. 4 days ago or 5 days ago, we're on the show going, we're not good enough. We're going to get beat. James is like, well, I'm not going to pick against Saints, but I know they're going to lose.
I hate and the fact they sucked me in. The first half, they exactly. sucked me in. I hated it. I hated
all,
it so much.
We all last week really watched this 49ers team played in Mexico City.
God, and then, I hated
wow,
it.
Wow, we're going to get embarrassed.
I was so aggravated.
And here's the deal. We did get embarrassed, but we got embarrassed by ourselves, not by the 49ers.
I was so angry.
Y'all got to stop falling for it, guys. And I knew I was going to come on here and everybody's going to be mad, but like, there's nothing to be mad about. Like, this is what we knew going in. We just forgot. Yeah. Somewhere in that 3 hours, we found a little hope. We are Saints fans. We don't, but this team's not good enough. And Andy Dalton's not good enough. And whoever's calling the offensive plays isn't good enough or smart enough. And whoever's designing plans and holding this team accountable and teaching them not to false start and
no one
isn't good enough. Like there's, and yes, the refs were bad. And there's a couple of plays here and there. And I mean, Kamara's second fumble, you could have, a lot of times I've seen that called a helmet to helmet, but all that stuff, like we still went out of our way to find ways to get shut out.
We are a bad team.
Well, it's funny, like obviously you could tell that the refs were calling a horrible game, and it's like, you don't need to. We'll fuck ourselves. You know, the NFL doesn't need to fuck us anymore because we will eventually fuck ourselves. Like,
but they're so they're used just, to it, Scott. They are so used to it.
They just keep adding on to the pile. It's habit. Like, we'll do it
it's
ourselves.
Hard to break a habit.
Yeah, maybe yeah, they'll dude, realize that this is like the 80s Saints where we'll just fuck up. We're, you know what we are? We're the new Atlanta Falcons. I said it.
Wow.
We're the fucking new Atlanta Falcons. We will find a way to fuck it up.
Who's going to out Falcon each other than when we play? That's going to be
it's going to be
one of those cosmic.
The game will be a tie.
We are not good enough to get
0-0 tie like the World Cup. It's going to end. No. It's going to be a World Cup.
We're not good enough to have a 20-point lead to blow like the Falcons. Like we're not that. It's a different. We're not even that good.
No, but I think on the point of that Alave thing, and I was saying it completely changed the momentum of the game. Wesley, I think the point you were making was all the evidence from the remainder of the game is we probably weren't going to score anyway.
Yeah, I mean, and you go through – now, listen, Olave's a great rookie receiver that's super smart. He also has a problem holding onto the ball going to the ground.
Yeah.
Sometimes on legitimate non-catches where he was falling out of bounds, sometimes where he fumbles because nobody touched him, and then this. So he's got that obviously I guarantee you he's going to work on a whole bunch in the offseason. But you go through all this, and now I will never stand up for Dalton throwing a 50-50 jump ball to Taysom Hill. I'm not sure who designed that play because, like, Taysom Hill's at best a running back. And yes, I know he plays tight end, but throwing 50-50 jump balls to him is stupid. But, I mean, you got the ball going through Juwan Johnson's hands. That could have been a touchdown right there. Yeah, the one did hit Taysom. I mean, the ball hit Johnson in the
face. The one that Johnson missed in the end zone. It hit him in the head.
But a guy's holding his left wrist. A guy's holding, like, there was pass interference on that. And the ball hits him in the face.
Before all that, we had the ball first and goal on the 4. Run the ball 4 times. All you have to do is average 1 yard per run, and you score a touchdown.
All that's about passes. What we averaged.
4 passes. 4 fucking 4. Passes. Taysom didn't even kind of classic line Sean up Payton. And
throwing it 4 times from the 4, and that's classic Sean Payton.
Everybody has to see
Payton
this.
Came out of Carmichael. He just
we're Andy Dalton during if we're ahead.
Oh my God.
If we are ahead by 2 scores, I will say that Andy Dalton is an above average quarterback. If you were up by 2 scores and there's no pressure. 50-50 in a game where it's tied or whatever, he is very average. And
it wasn't even
loose,
but it wasn't
you
even
are
his-
hold on.
His
if you are losing
today.
The game, he is a terrible quarterback.
It wasn't
he
even
does
his
not
fault
take
today.
Blitzes on fourth down. He gets how many times he gotten sacked on fourth down this year? Like every time?
Too many.
In the red zone, he's terrible. There is pressure to get the ball in the end zone. He collapses under that. He just anything that has to do with pressure.
It wasn't his fault that we
he's
lost
terrible.
Today, though. He is, but it wasn't his fault that we lost. It wasn't.
No, it's the fault of whoever started him.
It's the fault of a lot. It's the fault of a lot of things, and I'm not an Andy Dalton guy, but today wasn't on him. It just wasn't. He shouldn't even be brought up. Bring it on the coaches. Bring it on Kamara's 2 fucking fumbles. Bring it on the drops. Bring it on the refs. It's just incompetence from the top down. That's yeah, what it is. That's what it's been all season.
Yeah. I think the point Wesley's trying to make there, though, is that it shouldn't be Dalton in that position to begin with.
Okay.
We're griping about four passing plays called in a row. On two of those, there was a receiver wide open in the end zone. On two of them, wide open with nobody within 10 yards of them.
Don't fumble the ball at the 1 yard line. Don't fumble the ball on the second play of the game. Whatever it was.
Okay, hold on. If you want to gripe about that, gripe about that, but don't gripe about it while I'm griping about something else. I'm just saying, yes, it's dumb to call four passing plays.
It's not all Dalton.
But our quarterback.
It's not all Dalton. You're trying to put it all.
Oh, my God. Jason.
I know you hate Dalton. You're trying to put a lot on Dalton. I know,
but like.
It's not. It just.
Okay.
We get it. We get it. We get it. Andy Dalton sucks. We all know that. We have all argued.
How does anybody get it?
Jameis Winston.
Jason, let Wesley finish and then. Then
fine,
we'll go.
Whatever. Sorry. The Saints got me fired up for this game, and I wanted to check out in the first quarter. I'm pissed. I'm pissed at the Saints for keeping me in this goddamn game.
Oh, I'm agreeing with you, Jason, that there's so many places to blame. One, I think that whoever – if Pete Carmichael called four passing plays in a row, that's
he
stupid.
Did. Yes.
Dennis Allen sitting over there is the one person who can veto that those calls is stupid.
Yes.
And then Andy Dalton, as the person who got the ball snapped to him and couldn't find a single person open on those four plays, is also stupid.
Yes, so
somebody could have done something different. And then we just lost 13-7 instead of 13-0.
Yeah, because there was no way we were scoring two touchdowns today.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry, 13-6, because Lutz would have missed the extra point. What was I thinking?
Yeah, of course. My bad.
Yeah, so yeah, is that a good segue?
We would have gone
for two. Is that a good segue, James?
It is. That is what you would call a great segue. Will Lutz, then. Too many missed kicks. I mean, look, I'm gonna forgive him the one in London because that was a 60-whatever yarder it was.
Fact that he had previously just made a 60.
They're not makeable. Right. But today's...
I don't know if we want to save Lutz because I don't want to end with the defense on something positive. Let's get the defense out of the way and then let's end with something negative like Lutz. Okay, because we shouldn't end with anything positive. I don't want to end like we're trying to put a spin on it, but our defense played awesome today.
We're going for the somewhat. Shit sandwich Sometimes. Then today. Is that what
yeah,
we're doing?
Sure.
We're going
for the shit sandwich. Let's get to the meaty shit in the middle.
Go.
Freaking Paulson awesome. Adebo looked like what we heard he was in the preseason today. He had three or four pass breakups, had a couple of good tackles at the line. He looked like what he was supposed to be. And this is a game that I will say if Marshawn Lattimore's there, that lets Chris Harris not be on the field. And it lets Alante Taylor not be on the field. And the game looks a lot different. And I get it. I think Alante Taylor probably maybe even as early as next season is going to be a really good defensive player. But he right now is this super athletic guy that has no idea what he's doing. He is Stephon Anthony of the defensive backs. Super fast, he's gonna make flashy plays. We're like, ooh, I bet that guy's really good. But he's also out of position.
Anthony,
all over the place. Well, Stephon Anthony led us in tackles 3 years, and everybody's like, how do you get rid of the leading tackle on your team? I was like, well, because he also has the leading thing where he's on the wrong side of the field. But
let's just hope he gets better and learns.
But Adebo looked good, man. Freaking Caden Ellis, Zach Bond was plugging holes today.
Zach Bond,
what's going on with him, man? Caden Ellis is a football player. Matthew has put a few weeks together now of actually making plays and being in the right position, making tackles as well.
And I'm not going to say anything bad about the touchdown that he gave up because he was at the peak.
The play
his
that
week.
He made is that ball's an inch lower. It's an interception. Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, it's that is
unfortunate.
What it is.
That is really, really unfortunate. But the defensive line was getting pressure.
How mad would you be mad if we lost 6-0 instead of 13-0, though? I'm glad that was a touchdown. Man, if they hadn't got that, it'd be even more frustrating.
Yeah, look, the defense played incredibly well today, got pressure. I mean, held the vaunted 49ers offense to 13 points. Stopped them on fourth and goal from the one. Did you know, if you'd like you said, if you'd came in and said, hey, they're going to score 13 points, I'd be like, okay.
This was what we said at the start of the season, wasn't it? About holding teams to a certain number of points and we'll win games. But we didn't realize our offense was going to stink.
Have to rely on Andy Dalton.
It's weird we're getting this position to where I think our two best defensive linemen were Shy Tuttle and Malcolm Roach today. Onyemata's getting rotated out a lot, and when he's in there, he's not doing anything. And Davenport and Jordan were double teamed both of them double teamed on almost every play. And Davenport, there's multiple times where one play I watched two different guys held him on the same play.
Yeah.
He got illegal hands to the face. Like on every replay, I would see him and there's illegal hands to his face on multiple, three or four times. So, and I don't know if Jordan necessarily how aggressive he's feeling. He's got a broken face. I don't know. I'm not sure how he's going to be double.
He had a couple of good plays.
Is he going to wear like the sports goggles like James Worthy? Or the face, the clear face shield?
He's got a clear face thing. Yeah.
He had a face shield. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't even see it.
But, and I mean, DeMario Davis is still playing well. I mean, the one thing that got messed up is when, I mean, there was a switch where he had to guard Deebo Samuel. That wasn't anything by design that he was supposed to be there, but he made great plays too.
No, but you know, you were right on focusing on Caden Ellis and Zach Bourne. Any good run stop, it was one of those two that were the ones that were there hitting the runner in the backfield. And, you know, the 49ers have got a really good rushing attack, and we really held them today.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course, PJ Williams gets hurt in the first 5 minutes of the game. So that's the reason that Taylor and Chris Harris played so much. So, I mean, we're right back to that. I mean, the first 5 minutes of the game, we get a fumble and an injury. This kind of classic Saints. Let's go ahead and get those out of the way.
Bingo.
Check them on the bingo card.
And we had a pick.
Man,
the refs fucked us. But we had a pick.
Drew Brees on Instagram, bizarrely, on Instagram, put a message out on Instagram with a video of that. And he said he can't believe that is what got the pick called back. Just so egregious. But it was that type of day today, wasn't it? We weren't going to get any of the breaks and any of the decisions.
Probably wouldn't have scored anyway, even if
we... No, well, yeah. So... the Chris Harris penalty, then.
This guy is fucking stupid!
Anybody want to talk about that, or should we talk about the furry thing that's just walked across Scott's screen?
I think it's
Chris Harris penalty. Yeah, Chris Harris penalty. Could he have stopped himself from hitting him? Going at full speed? Is it...
the out-of-bounds one?
Yeah.
I think that's a penalty.
It's a definite penalty. I don't disagree. But could he have?
Yeah, I think so. I think he. Yeah. When I first saw it live, I'm like, that's not a penalty. That guy had 1 foot inbounds, 1 foot out of bounds. Both feet were clearly out of bounds. Yeah. And when I saw the replay, I'm like, never mind. That's a stupid play.
Yeah, I mean,
that is what our team has done all year.
He got absolutely twisted on the route, didn't he?
It looked like somebody, a crossover in an NBA game. You don't see guys fall down.
I was playing cornerback right there. That's what I would have done.
It looks like you were trying to guard Allen Iverson on a basketball court.
I mean, the really bad penalty was the roughing the passer call on Garopp that they called on us.
The one that shouldn't have been called because
he was out of the pocket.
Like,
and where's at some point do they start huddling and talking about that? And one of the five guys goes, wait a minute, it's not a penalty because he was out of the pocket.
Well, they did seem to stop and talk about it.
Yeah, that's what they got together and talked for a while. So I'm not sure what was talked about there.
They're trying to figure out, hey, this wasn't a penalty. Oh, NFL? Yeah. Oh, fuck just, the Saints?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Roger. Which penalty am I giving against the Saints?
They were having Wi-Fi issues in the stadium. So Goodell was in and out with them. So they had to wait until the connection was good.
Okay.
I'm also going to say there might be a Ryan Ramczyk problem.
Yes.
And it was one thing when we were talking about the knee injury that he had surgery from and recovered from, but was never going to probably fully recover. It was maybe one of those knee injuries that would make he'd be fine to play, but his career would be shorter than what he probably originally intended. He's got more than just a knee injury going on. I mean, he's had more penalties on him and false starts and just getting juked by defenders. He's just who was the highest paid right tackle in the league. He's just another right tackle out there right now.
It's rough.
Yeah. No, he is.
It sucks because you got Ruiz is looking great next to him. And if the two of them would play great next to each other, there would at least be a lane of somebody to run at.
I'd have that.
So our second first rounder made his debut today, Trevor Penning. Anybody got any comments on that? I see he got one penalty against him.
I saw a few plays where he got beat pretty bad on the pass rush, which, look, first game back, There was one for sure where he just got blown, and I think that was one of the passes where we threw it out to Kamara and Kamara got destroyed. But the pressure was on him. He got beat a couple times, at least in the passing game. I just remember seeing those plays, but also I didn't expect a lot out of him. Like, yeah, it's great to have him back, but guy hadn't played all season. And
speaking of that, like, it seems like you always hear a thing about when a quarterback is throwing a ball to a guy, like, you know where the defenders are and you don't lead your player into the defender. And like on the hit at the goal line, Kamara led himself into that. But yep. Andy Dalton throws Kamara into danger regularly. It seems like, and again, Drew Brees, the most accurate passer in the history of football, he was so good about getting it to where people could catch it and you could duck under something or go inside or go outside if you need to. He had that precision that, or you could just catch it and go down without getting obliterated. I think Kamara went in the tent at least twice today and twice limped off the field without going in the tent. He's getting kind of beat up, and it looks like Dalton's waiting until there's too much pressure and then he freaks out and just throws it and is put Alvin in some bad situations.
Yeah, the second coming of Troy Polamalu for the 49ers. Is it Hufanga? That his name? He nailed AK two or three times today, and he was the one that got the second fumble, isn't he? Where he definitely led with his head. He definitely led with his head.
The 49ers are good with leading with their head into our running backs as we approach the goal line. Happens a lot.
They've been doing that for 11 years now.
For a long time, yeah. Long time.
Let's not talk about that one.
No, I don't talk about it.
No, I don't talk about it either. I don't. Has anybody else got anything they want to add before I wrap this up into final thoughts?
No, sir. I didn't like it.
Scott, final thoughts.
You know, unfortunately, we'll probably get Andy Dalton again, I guess, next week. You know, like you said, this game really wasn't on him. You got to put it more on the coaching staff, on Carmichael and Allen. Defense played great. You know, I think I sent the message during the game that they're not going to be able to hold forever. Like, the defense can only hold a team for so long. I mean, it was 3-0 for a good part of the game, and we had chances to score. We just didn't take advantage of it. So
I'd argue the defense did hold for the game today.
Yeah, I mean, you give up 13 points, but it you shouldn't lose when you only give up 13 points. It just, I don't know. I don't know what to say about this team. We fucking suck. That's all I can say.
That's a good final thought. We fucking suck. We did.
Wesley, final thoughts.
Yeah, we're not going to win another game this year that Andy Dalton starts. You can look at our schedule with what's coming up. We're not better, more energized, or care more than any of those other teams that we're going to play. And I think that if he doesn't start, there's no telling what can happen. I think Marshawn coming back would be big. But offensively, we're not going to do well against the teams left on our schedule with Andy Dalton as our quarterback. And I'm honestly, even if Jameis comes back, I'm not sure what's going to go on with the play calling. We do have some weapons. Rashid Shaheed has been, it's fun to watch him get the ball in his hands. And except for on punts where he either fair catches when he shouldn't or falls down when he has a wide open lane. But we got we handed him an end around for his first touch ever of his career, and he got a touchdown. And now we've used it as a decoy ever since.
Yeah,
and still we know landing the ball. I mean, no matter how well the other team's doing against our run, and we should just try anything else. Everybody remember this moment and don't get all excited about if, you know, Tom Brady and Leonard Fournette and Mike Evans are out of practice on Wednesday. And you're like, well, maybe they won't play. Maybe we'll be fine. Oh, Marshawn's practice. Lattimore's practicing. We're going to be okay. I mean, so just everybody chill. We're not good. We're probably going to lose every game. We should lose every game with what we've been doing. And then in the middle of the game, remember that too. And don't get too excited about we're only down 3-0.
I'm still going to predict the Saints are going to win on the show this week. Don't worry.
I'll not be joining you, sir.
There's going to be a chance. At some point in the game, there's still going to be a chance.
We're 6 unbeaten at Tampa Bay. There's a reason. Scott, you've already been through. Jason, Sean what Faith is your final coach. Thought? And it's thought. Not yeah, thoughts.
What sucks because I actually have two, but one's really quick. Andor finale, great, and then I'll move on.
Go on, then you can do both. Go on, I'll let you.
No, I already Andor got finale, that. Great. The Andor finale was great. The season was great as a whole. incredible to watch a Star Wars show without Jedis and stuff like that. But let's move on. Tulane is going to be hosting the AAC championship down here at Yeoman on Saturday. It's only the fourth time in the last like 100 something years that Tulane has won 10 games in a season. And they're promptly about to lose their coach to Georgia Tech. So that kind of sucks.
Is there any situation where Tulane and LSU play in a bowl game?
I think there
not one.
I think there was, not anymore.
Not anymore.
Right, okay.
There was a chance we could have met in the Cotton Bowl, maybe.
It's almost guaranteed that LSU is going to the Citrus Bowl to play against the loser of the Big Ten game, Purdue.
Yeah.
It's almost guaranteed.
Which is actually good. I think we can definitely beat
Purdue. Yeah, you can win that game.
Yeah. Yeah, go win a bowl game and finish with 10 wins. So. Yep. But yeah, good for Tulane. The game's, I think, pretty much sold out this coming weekend. So good for Tulane for getting a nice little...
At least some team from New Orleans wins.
Hey,
so hang on. So this weekend it's that game and it's the SEC title game this weekend as well.
I think they're actually at the same time, 3:00.
Might have to watch Tulane.
Yeah, they're both at 3:00.
Yeah.
Maybe like, not wise watching LSU after this.
Yeah, midway through the second quarter, you can switch over to Tulane.
Yeah. Right, that's all the show we have for you this week. So thanks for listening in and downloading from all of your favorite places to get your podcasts. And please don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast and at Dome Patrol UK. Hoot out, everyone.
Bye-bye, suck me in, donkeys.
Good night, Hoot out Nation. Some people have a gift of reaching right into your soul and finding the hole and making it bigger. Better sometimes I think I catch a crack.
I'd be a self-made millionaire and I wouldn't be